Welcome, family, friends, faculty, and fellow graduates. It is an honor to speak on behalf of my accomplished peers today. Congratulations, you guys. We made it. Today, we stand on the cusp of academia, and tomorrow we will shed our flannel uniforms and head into what is hauntingly referred to as the real world. But how sick are you of hearing that phrase, the real world? It sounds scary, and I'm guessing it's not like Portlandia. But let's break it down. The real world means we must say goodbye to what we've known for so long. Thesis papers, treehouse parties, fixed gear bikes, and seeing David Lynch that one time smoking at a DSA. Yes, the economy is less than perfect, and 2012 may be considered the end of the world. The most important thing is, we're here now, celebrating this huge achievement. And, of course, we didn't get here on our own. Our parents, families, and friends helped carry us to this moment. Cheers to you, moms and dads. The opportunity for an education is one of the most important things a parent can give a child. My parents cherish those embarrassing photographs they've accumulated throughout the years of my first days of school. Fortunately, the days of film cameras have faded, or at least now reserved for people living in Southeast who take pictures to put on their lifestyle blogs for that vintage effect. Once we left the house, you only got to see snapshots of our transformation during brief visits home over breaks. Many of you may have wondered what we could have been up to at our small liberal arts college in the woods in the middle of a recession. And while I can't tell you everything, I can assure you that the past 4 years have allowed us to mature into engaged citizens conscious of our local and global communities. And that is the kind of knowledge that can weather any economic downturn. We've been in good hands with the incredible faculty of Lewis and Clark, and I'd like to take a moment to pour one out for the professors who make this institution such an invigorating place to learn. History professor David Campion, I have no doubt that your exquisite freehand maps on the whiteboard will continue to fuel countless conspiracy theories about your time in the Navy. Professor Cliff Becker, your intro to econ lectures taught us how to put things into perspective. One morning, you told our class, "Congratulations, you guys. You're the 1%. You are luckier than 99% of all people who have ever inhabited this earth throughout history, because you're getting a college education, whereas most people never will." Professor Becker, along with the rest of his colleagues, recognizes the privilege of a baccalaureate education and imparts this sense of social responsibility to each one of his students. Environmental Studies Professor Liz Safran, you taught us how to stop at nothing in the pursuit of knowledge and data, even when we are faced with rain, shine, sleet, and snow conditions during our lab sessions in Tryon Creek State Park. And when I say Tryon Creek, I mean we were in the creek while it was snowing. These individuals are just a few examples of the amazing professors our school is so fortunate to have. Without the dedicated faculty, this school would be pretty to behold, but not great news for our brains. You've led by example, tirelessly promoting the improvement of both our communities and ourselves. Although, I think there is one thing you guys may have overlooked throughout all these years. Why isn't there a punching bag in the basement of the library for those poor souls who lost their essays during a power outage last fall? While professors provided a space to cultivate our minds, our peers were the meat, or tofu, of our well-rounded education. We all wound up at LC for different reasons. For some, it was the school's renowned international affairs program. For others, it was the gorgeous campus located in one of the nation's best cities. And for still others, it was the rich and crunchy granola flavoring of the student body. But by our first day of school, the antecedent reasons didn't matter, because, let's be honest, Lewis and Clark isn't for everybody. Yes, the administration's policy towards certain student holidays probably didn't reinvigorate your Pio pride, nor did the house parties that were broken up by Campo at 10 p.m. but those cons were minor setbacks when compared to the wonderful friends we've made and the experiences we've been afforded. So cheers, graduates. We've survived 4 years of a revolving door of administrative appointments and a complete and total lack of sunlight. Thank you for your participation during class discussions when maybe some of us didn't finish all the reading. Ben Harrison, the extra copy of Darwin's Origin of Species you lent me saved my E&D grade and made collegial learning the norm at Lewis and Clark. It doesn't matter where you came from or where you're going now. For the past 4 years, Portland, Oregon has been situated at the center of our universe. And although not every finals period was as dreamlike as the winter of our freshman year, when exams were canceled due to inclement weather, or Portland's version of it anyway, we worked hard to arrive at this present moment. Andrew Schnell, your endless curiosity about gecko adhesion enhanced the research being done in the Olin Science Labs, as well as our Facebook photo news feeds. Haley Ross, the cutting-edge choreography of your performance in the dance extravaganza is only surpassed on by your band's gig at Burgerville. Anne Gorman, your commitment to community service and bright smile made the traditionally dreaded career office a pleasant place to visit. Isaac Clark, although you are no longer with us, you will never be forgotten. It isn't mandatory to leave campus to get a worldly education, but about half of us studied abroad, where we learned about the tumultuous world outside our Portland nutshell. If there's one common denominator in our class of disparate paths, it is our dedication to service and learning. Take Dre Chidiboga Flor, for instance, who brought what she learned as an advocate for factory workers' rights in the Dominican Republic to our campus bookstore, giving students the option of buying school apparel that was produced by workers earning living wages. Or Delaney Skordahl, who transformed her experiences in the Australian outback into an honors thesis that explores Aboriginal culture in contemporary art. Or Jade Lansing, who received a grant from our Student Academic Affairs Board to return to Morocco so she could continue her research in the Arab Spring. This year, Remy Neymark became the youngest person to ever direct a Super Bowl commercial, and Dick Fink is already a famous music producer for the visionary mashup pair known as Super Mash Bros. Incredibly, these instances of remarkable achievement are the standard at Lewis and Clark, not the exception. But the question looming on everyone's mind is likely, what comes next? Luckily, Lewis and Clark has been priming us for this moment since we first became part of this tight-knit community. We've been spoiled for so long, but I like to think of it as we've all been ripening for the better part of 4 or so years. We are a fine Willamette Valley wine, or the hoppiest organic IPA you can find within a 100-mile radius. It's easy to get frustrated by the latest news and economic reports, especially at a time when the chips seem stacked against us. But we must remember what Professor Becker taught us. We are some of the luckiest people on earth, and this education is something no one can take from us. And while you might not get to walk across a state park on the way to your next job, you will certainly have a job to go to, because this education has made us fearless entrepreneurs. Having experienced such an array of wildly diverse backgrounds, we will continue to cultivate exponentially more varied futures. We will go on to pursue everything from stand-up comedy to being the next Rhodes Scholar. So graduates, continue to practice your forward thinking. Keep your pioneering spirit with you throughout the years that come. Remember that the value of this degree will not fluctuate like the dollar, because its value is what you make of it. Your friendship does not end here, and today is not goodbye. Instead, let's continue to collaborate on future projects and reconvene in the real world once we have experienced the fortune of belonging to the Lewis and Clark community. Good luck, and Godspeed.